Tucked away within the winding roads of a newer subdivision in Hamburg is Randolph Academy. From the outside, it looks like any other school. Once you move past the front doors, though, you know something is a little different. Instead of harsh, buzzing, white fluorescent bulbs, you're greeted with lights covered with light blue material, making it feel more relaxing. There are a lot of staff walking the hallways, and everyone has a walkie-talkie attached to their hip. A great deal of thought has gone into setting the stage for open communication here. Conflict resolution through talking is the heart of Randolph Academy's restorative justice programs.
We're hoping eventually what we can lead them into is helping with those conflicts and helping students solve the conflict.
Restorative justice and math teacher Jamie Baldwin and her 16-year-old student Michael from the Randolph campus were able to chat with me via video conference. This was Michael's second time coming to Randolph Academy. He'd been there once before, a few years ago, and he was glad to be back.
I know this is the best place for me right now.
Randolph's restorative justice program is often the only thing which separates a K through 12th grade child from out-of-school suspension or worse.
The last time I walked off, I was threatened to be thrown in East Ferry.
In jail?
Yes.
Do you feel as though jail is someplace that you're going to end up as a future?
Quite possibly, yes, if I do not turn my act around.
13-year-old Caden attends school at the Hamburg campus, and he just explained the school-to-prison pipeline in a nutshell. The pipeline funnels students out of school and into jail. They end up there after being suspended or as part of judicial action taken by courts in response to resource officers stationed in schools.
If I tried to walk out of my old school, I would have got tackled by security guards.
So you had security guards in your old school?
Yes.
Were they police officers?
Yes.
Almost all the Randolph students I spoke with say they have been threatened with or have actually spent time in jail. 17-year-old Ashley says it doesn't take much to get suspended or expelled from school these days.
So like one mistake and I got sent here.
Ashley comes to Randolph after being removed by her home district. Like typical teenagers, Ashley and Caden aren't big fans of school in general.
It's definitely a challenge.
They agree that being at Randolph is a better path than the one they were on.
Do you think that being here will help with not ending in jail?
I think sort of. At a normal school, I got expelled and matured in the school.
Randolph's restorative justice coordinator, Laura Heater, agrees.
Studies have shown that suspension can lead to prison, and we're trying to break that cycle.
She explains how their program treats students who would, under traditional discipline models, normally be suspended.
In our school, we work to repair harm. We see behaviors not as a reflection of the person, more as a behavior, not who you are. We try to get to the root of the problem and get rid of that rather than be punitive.
They get to conflict resolution through talking circles, whether it be school-wide or a more intimate group, say, between students or staff who've had a particular disciplinary issue. It is, as you imagine it, a literal circle. No chairs, no tables, and nowhere to hide. Everyone can see each other's face clearly, and everyone has an equal opportunity to speak if they choose to.
There's really no way to capture it unless you see it in action.
This is how restorative justice works here. Its aim is to help kids understand their actions, how their actions affect others, and to mete out an appropriate response to behavior. Keeping a student in school is an integral part of the process.
Missing out on time in school, time with peers, time with positive influences is only negative in the long run. So we want to keep the kids sort of in the fold rather than send them out and say, the message is we don't know what to do with you. You know, you're not valuable to us anymore. You need to be out of school for 4 or 5 or 6 days. That's not healthy. It's not going to help get to the root of the problem.
It won't get to the root of the problem and will likely cause another. Research done in 2012 and 2014 by Johns Hopkins University shows that even one suspension in a student's career doubles the likelihood that they will drop out of school With more suspensions, the potential for dropping out increases exponentially. Taking a restorative approach can change that for a student.
When they understand what restorative practices are in your school, it becomes a school culture. The benefits are that they get really in touch with themselves as human beings, and they're really able to share with you what they've gone through and help you to understand why they have some of those behaviors, which enables us to be able to help them to change so that their behaviors become more positive.
15-year-old Ryan sees the change in himself.
Sometimes the school can get pretty crazy, but for me, I think it's okay. I have tons of friends and probably get through.
He really enjoys school and is grateful for the chance to continue learning.
I went to IBC once, but that was a long time ago. I've matured since then. This place is like I don't know what I'd do without this place.
When she talks about the kids in the program, Peter got a little choked up.
You okay?
It's a passion because I truly, truly believe that all kids, no matter what their behavior is, deserved to be loved and to be taken care of and to be in the safety of people who care about them and want to help them. When I've seen it work in a variety of situations in our school, it makes me sad that it's not going on everywhere else. Because I think we're losing kids because we think that punitive is the right way. And in fact, it's doing the exact opposite. It's damaging kids.
Changing the way people think and deal with discipline in schools isn't easy, but Heater thinks that once the benefits are realized, people will come around.
The more and more people that get trained, the more and more people are going to go back and say, I think we've learned something new. There's a better way. There's a new way.
Bridget Jaipal-Valenza, WBFO News.